It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Friday, brought to you by Visit Cleburne. Well, going into an Easter weekend, how could we not do a little Eddie Rabbit? Yeah. And actually, consequently, on this date yesterday, back in the year
1976,
Eddie Rabbit got his first ever number one on the charts.
She was a sweet, loving mama. She treated me right. I stepped out on her one too many times. Now I'm drinking my baby off of my mind.
Oh, Eddie Rabbit, such greatness. Drinking my baby, and then in parentheses, off my mind. Written by Eddie Rabbit, and his would be a collaborator for his entire career, Even Stevens. Such a cool name. Both accounts, Eddie Rabbit, Even Stevens. Number one for him on this date yesterday in 1976. And Eddie Rabbit, interesting story in his own right. Born in Brooklyn, New York, raised in East Orange, New Jersey. Hardly the typical typecast country singer there. His dad was a straight-up Irish immigrant there and first learned his handful of guitar chords on a Boy Scout hike.
Oh!
Yeah, so
I mean, not an Irish
we
food?
Don't need to do that. Got, yeah. It's all right. Well, we were going so well. But his exposure, he just fell in love with country music. So he scrapped up everything he could, started playing in some dive bars around New Jersey because country music was really not all that popular, certainly at that point in New Jersey. $12 a night. Eventually, with $1,000 in his back pocket, 1968, Eddie Rabbit moved down to Nashville. And as soon as he pulled up to his first apartment, his car blew up.
Oh, no!
Yep. He hitchhiked and walked around Music City for more than a year after that. He worked as a truck driver, soda jerk, fruit picker. He was finally hired as a songwriter. And things started looking up when it turned out he was pretty good at it. He wrote three songs for Elvis, one of those, Kentucky Rain, which was massive.
Oh, it's one of my favorites ever.
Then wrote Pure Love, which gave Ronnie Millsap his first number one country song. And then it was time for him to write for himself. Well, eventually. He wrote Drinking My Baby Off My Mind. And it was actually Johnny Bush who first recorded it. It was actually the B-side of his other side, which was Green Snakes on the Ceiling. Oh, we miss Johnny Bush. Good friend of the show. Very cool guy, too. So he written it with Even Stevens during a three-day writing spree that also included $2 in the jukebox, which was a big hit. And was an innovator, really, in the studio. Not to get geeky, but he'd use a two-track machine and all sorts of new effects. In fact, this song originally had beer cans being popped open and all sorts of sound effects and the like. And then they figured, that's actually kind of corny. Who likes sound effects?
I don't know. I mean, nobody likes beer in country music.
Reached the top of the charts, April 17th, 1976. Lost him way too young. And yes, Eddie Rabbit, his real name.